Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Homes. Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're talking with Trevor Pettyjohn with First Presbyterian Church about Parents Night Out. Now, Trevor, how did you guys come up with this concept?
Well, I know of several churches in the Des Moines community that had done this type of thing for parents, and to my knowledge, there wasn't anybody in our community that had done this for parents to be able to bring children in on a weekend and go out for a couple hours. So my wife and I really thought that it was a good idea.
How important is it for parents to be able to go out and get some time out to themselves?
Well, the thing of it is that there's not a lot of childcare options when it comes to the weekend, and especially inexpensive options. So, you know, myself and my wife, we have three daughters. And so, you know, being able to get away and do things as adults and being able to, even something as simple as going out to have supper together, it means a lot to young parents. And so that's what we're hoping, that we're going to get some good turnout and that people will be able to bring their kids and their kids will have a great time. And then the parents will be able to go out and have a great time as well.
And what should people know in regards to this Parents Night Out event that's going to be going on? How exactly does it work?
So you can sign up by emailing my wife, EmilyPettyjohn@hotmail.com, or calling the church, 641-828-7669. Or you can sign up the night of the event. We're going to have 5:30 is when you can drop the kids off. And we just ask that you pick them up by 9:30. Any time in between there is fine. And basically, you're just going to come in and give us the child's name, the contact who is going to be picking up the child, and an emergency phone number.
Now, what are some of the events that you're going to be having for the kids while the parents are gone?
Well, we do have some outdoor activities. We're going to have a dunk tank, which we, you know, if we keep the weather like it's been recently, I think that'll go over pretty well. Some kickball and some bags and stuff like that. And then we're going to have indoor activities, Play-Doh, coloring, and things like that, and indoors. And then also we'll have a meal for the kids, you know, and later on in the evening, popcorn and some movies.
It's really got to take a lot of people to be able to get something like this together. How has the church been able to come together to be able to put something like this on?
Well, our church is really wonderful when it comes to children, because we have a lot of our congregation who have raised their kids and their kids have moved on, and they just love to come out and see kids, to help with kids and have anything to do with them. We see that in our VBS, and this is kind of an extension of what our VBS did, and it's really something that I feel is needed in our community.
What are some other things you want to tell people in regards to Parents Night Out?
Well, mostly the date. It's going to be July 24th. And then, like I said, between 5:30 and 9:30 p.m. And anyone is welcome. You know, even if the parents want to come and hang out with us for a little bit and then go out, that would be fine. So it's open to anyone.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes. Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, what a farm store should be. Thanks again to our guest, Trevor Pettyjohn from First Presbyterian Church, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIA, KROS.com.